Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to our every spiritual need and the greatest stories ever told. Men, women, and children learn the good of the Bible by reading and listening to the exciting stories of God's people and their lives. This tape tells one of those stories. All scripture references are taken from the King James Version. Please listen, and then go to your Bible and read the story again to learn more as God speaks to you from His written Word. Bible call tape number 730, A Man Rich and Foolish, found in Luke chapter 12.
Teaching people was one thing Jesus enjoyed doing. A great multitude listened to Him. One day a man came out of the crowd and said to Jesus, "Master, bid my brother to divide the inheritance with me." Jesus told the man he did not come to earth to divide things for people. He came to tell the people about God and to save the people from their sins. Sin is the things we do that are wrong. Then Jesus told the people listening to him not to be concerned too much about money. Jesus said there were a lot of things more important than money. No one should want more and more money just for themselves. Jesus used a parable to teach them a lesson. A parable is like a story. Jesus said, "Once there was a very rich man, and he had lots of corn and grain on his farm. He had so much, he did not have any place to store or put it. His barns were full. Where would he put all of the grain?" The rich man said, "What shall I do? I have no place to put my grain." And then the rich man said, "I know what I'll do. I'll pull down my old barn. I'll build greater barns. I will store all of my grain and goods in my new barn." He meant he would build bigger and larger barns. The rich man then said to his soul, "Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Eat, drink, and be merry." The rich man thought he had enough to last him for years, so he was going to take it easy. He did not think he had anything to worry about. But the rich man had forgotten God. God had heard what he said. God said to him, "Thou foolish one, this night you shall die. Then whose things shall all these be that you have laid up?" Jesus said this would be the way of everyone who saved for themselves and did not remember God. We should think of the poor and help them. Jesus taught the disciples to help the poor. God does not like for us to be selfish. He won't let selfish people go to heaven. What should the rich man have done with the grain he had no place for and could not use? He should have given some to the poor people. God would have been pleased with him then. People cannot love God and money. Jesus told his disciples it was easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to go to heaven. We must use our money to do what the Bible tells us to do. We must help the poor. We must help those who need help in any way. We must not want it all for ourselves.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.